So how was this semester?
This semester was good. It's almost done. We're done with classes, and the only thing left to do is to submit my phonology paper, which is going fine. I was confused by it until like an hour ago, and then I finally figured it out. So I just need to like finish it and write the conclusion and submit it finally. And yeah, so far so good. In this semester, I had interesting. I attended interesting courses, and I feel like I've learned a lot.
So tell me something about your teaching assignment.
Right.
So what's
So
the course about?
this semester, I was a TA for Lin 201, which is phonetics, undergrad phonetics. I was Marie Huffman's TA, and technically, it was good. It was fun. I like phonetics, and I have no problem in doing labs and teaching anything that's related to phonetics. However, it's a big class. There's like 50 people or so, 50 students, and it's just a lot of work. So there's a lot of grading involved, and in general, you need to invest a lot of time in it. So that's the only downside. Otherwise, it was great.
So I assume that you had office hours, right?
Right.
So did many students visit you during the office hours?
Not a lot at the beginning of the semester, and then after the half of the semester, when they realize things, they do come and ask for help. They come to practice sound production and in general to prepare for their exams. So yeah, in the second half of the semester, they did come.
So what do students have to complete? So what assessments do the students have to complete for in this course?
Right, so they had tests, they had like exams. During the semester, I think four of them, I think, written exams, and then at the end they have an oral final exam and a written final exam. So the written final exam is cumulative and covers everything that was covered during the semester, while the oral exam focuses on sound production and transcription reading.
So, when was the final, or when will be the final?
We just held the so I spent the whole day yesterday proctoring and grading the exam. So yesterday we had the written exam, and their orals were, I think, in the week before that, but Marie did that. I had nothing to do with it, so I don't
Oh, so how did they do in the exam, in the written exam?
know. Okay. Obviously, sometimes you get you're surprised by how they still don't get some things that we've been repeating for the whole semester. On the other hand, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I think they're over like 75% and like the general success in the exam is quite okay.
So if you have to pick one of the most difficult concepts students have problem in, so what concept would it be?
Right. I'd have to say probably sentence intonation. So they were fine with individual segments, syllables, things like that. However, when you get to sentence intonation and stress on the phrase level, I think they get a bit confused because they can't really hear it, even though they produce it correctly. And obviously, I think that's always hard for non-native speakers is the weird sounds of the words languages. So, uvulars and velars and everything that English doesn't have in its repertoire.
So last question, what are your plans for this summer break?
Oh yeah. Okay. Looking forward to the summer. I plan to travel to Europe,
That's
which
great.
is very good. There are two things that I plan to organize my life in the summer around. So one thing is field work in Croatia. I plan to go conduct field work in Istria on this weird isolated dialect of Romanian, buried
That's
somewhere within
great.
Croatia and surrounded by Croatian.
That's great.
So that will be new and interesting and super fun for me. The other thing I want to do is I applied and got accepted into the Summer School of Linguistics in Crete, in Greece. So that's another thing. That's the first thing is in July. The second thing is in sorry, the first thing is in June. The second thing is in July. So those are my main things that I want to do in the summer. I also plan to teach in the first summer session here, and I got the position.
That's great.
However, I only have two students
Why
applied.
was this cancelled?
I don't know. There is still time for people to sign up. I don't know. Yeah.
So cool.
So
How many?
if I get at least five people, then I'll get to teach as well. Otherwise, I'll just have to do with other things without teaching.
Okay, thank you very much for
Yeah, you're welcome.